October 18th, it's TNA Wrestling Showcase pay-per-view event of the year. TNA Bound for Glory, live from Los Angeles. The biggest superstars in wrestling today. TNA's biggest event ever. Who will own the greatest night in TNA history? TNA Wrestling proudly presents Bound for Glory, live from the Brim Event Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNA Video Vault. TNA Video Vault gives you access to over 300 hours of TNA programming, including every pay-per-view and DVD ever released, as well as other exclusive TNA programs. Get unlimited viewing access for as little as $4.17 per month. Go to TNAVideoVault.com to get started today.
TNA Home Video presents a DVD 7 years in the making. The biggest names in wrestling risk everything for a shot at greatness. With tons of extras and never-before-seen interviews, this DVD is loaded. Relive the most celebrated night in TNA history. TNA Home Video presents Slammiversary. Available now at ShopTNA.com.
Dreamt of becoming a pro wrestler? Do you want to learn the ins and outs of the wrestling industry? Or just get a great workout with some motivated people? Then we have the place for you. Squared Circle Training is Canada's premier pro wrestling training facility. Come train where the pros have trained. TNA Knockouts Tracy Brooks, Angelina Love, Taylor Wilde, WWE Diva Gail Kim all got their pro wrestling education at Squared Circle. Check out www.squaredcircletraining.com for more information and class times. Squared Circle Training. Come train with the best.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say, woo!
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 Sometimes I look at my own face and I don't know who I am. I see a piece of everyone I know buried underneath my skin. I don't wanna be like them. I wanna grow back in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Insiders Show. Here, this is an all-new segment. It's called Unleashed, and we got a great show for you this week. T-Dot Hustler is not here right now. He's out making the money on the streets, and Kevin Cross, he's not here either. He's probably being molested somewhere by Damian Demento, and Dreadnet, he's also not here. He's probably receiving a mustache ride from Joey Ryan, or whatever his name is from Ring of Honor. We have a big week this week. A lot of stuff going on. Breaking news in WWE. Shane McMahon has resigned. Effective January 1st, 2010, he has resigned from WWE. I think he's going to join Linda McMahon in this whole Senate race. Some people are speculating he's going to be the newest investor in TNA after they knocked Jeff Jarrett out of the picture. I don't think that's going to happen. And there's also rumors circulating that he would be starting his own MMA promotion to take on the UFC and finally compete with them. We have a great show for you. And we're about to get things started. It is October the 16th, 2009. I'm GMK. And let's get things going here. First of all, this Sunday, TNA Bound for Glory. The card is looking great. We have in the main event Sting versus the TNA champion AJ Styles. And in this match, we all know that Sting is going to be hanging up the boots really, really soon. Their TNA is planning a whole farewell tour for Sting. I don't see Sting coming out on top in this match. AJ Styles is my pick to retain the TNA World Championship. Also, Kurt Angle versus Matt Morgan. Wrestling's best versus wrestling's future. And I'm going to have to go with Matt Morgan on this, especially after Booker T refused to job to Matt Morgan on Impact. I think Kurt Angle's going to do what's best for the business. He's going to put over Matt Morgan. At least that's what I think they have to do in order to create new stars. And if they're behind Morgan, Hernandez, and AJ Styles, you got to start putting Matt Morgan over here. MMA versus TNA in a submissions match. We got Bobby Lashley versus Samoa Joe. This should be a great, great match. Bobby Lashley coming out victorious in this one. That's my pick. Also, Monsters Ball. And this is a hardcore extreme rules match with Mick Foley versus Abyss. And well, it's really hard to say. I would like to go with Foley on this. I think I am going to go with Mick Foley on this one. I don't think Abyss should come out victorious in their first meeting, especially even though the Monsters Ball match is Abyss's match. I don't think he should beat Foley right away. Maybe the second or third match between the two. Also, Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship. We got the new X Division champion, Amazing Red, as he takes on Suicide, D'Angelo De Niro, Daniels, and Homicide. And I got to go with Amazing Red on this one since he just won that X Division Championship and he's one of Vince Russo's boys. So I see him retaining that title and possibly going into a feud with D'Angelo De Niro after this. Or even Homicide would be great. And a Full Metal Mayhem match for a tag team match for the TNA Tag Team Championships. We got the current champions, Scott Steiner and Booker T, the Main Event Mafia. They'll be taking on Team 3D, Fear Money, and the British Invasion. Now, we all know that Scott Steiner will be leaving TNA after Bound for Glory. We also know that Booker T is leaving TNA in November, and he may be returning to the WWE as King Booker. Well, we'll have to see about that. I don't see these guys coming out as champions tonight. I'm going to go with my money on Beer Money, of course, Robert Roode, James Storm or whatever. They're going to come out on top. I don't see Team 3D doing it. I think Team 3D and British Invasion will somehow get into a feud for the next pay-per-view, leading to Team 3D recapturing those IWGP Japanese titles or whatever. Also, TNA Legends Championship match, the champ Kevin Nash versus Hernandez versus Eric Young. I'm going to go with Kevin Nash on this one. He's the only legend in the match. He's the only one, I think, that deserves that title. Hernandez, Eric Young, no offense. You guys are not legends. I don't even know why this is a match. But it goes with their storyline that they've been having over the past month or so. I think Kevin Nash will be the only Main Event Mafia member to come out victorious in this match. I'm going to go on the limb here and call the Main Event Mafia will break up after Bound for Glory, especially with their tag team champions leaving the company eventually. Also, TNA Knockouts Championship match, ODB defends her title against Awesome Kong and Tara. I would like to go with ODB here. I think they should put the belt back on Awesome Kong. I don't know about Tara. I'm just going to stick with ODB retaining her TNA Women's Championship title. Heck, maybe, who knows? Maybe Cody Deaner will come out and cause ODB to lose her title to Kong. Who knows? And the TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championship, Taylor Wilde and Sarita versus the Beautiful People. And I don't see the belts going anywhere. I think they're going to retain. And that's about it for our lineup for TNA Bound for Glory. And speaking of Bound for Glory, there's rumors out there that have Ken Anderson, a.k.a. Mr. Kennedy, joining the company anytime. And TNA is still expected to sign the former WWE superstar, who is contractually free to join the company, like I said, at any time. And there has been rumblings that he may not start until next year, but others believe in the company that they're just trying to keep it a secret so that his debut is a surprise. And whether or not he'll be appearing at Sunday's Bound for Glory pay-per-view is just something we'll have to wait and see. I predict he will be making his TNA debut this Sunday. Also, more on the Scott Steiner thing. He is heavily rumored to be on his way out of TNA following Sunday's Bound for Glory pay-per-view. He is said to be on the bubble as a result of his friendship with Jeff Jarrett. And because the company president, Dixie Carter, has never been a big fan of his, there's been numerous rumors and over the past few weeks indicating that he has given his notice. But it appears management will be making the call in this case, and it's yet to be seen. And also, Booker T looks like he's going to be finishing with TNA once his contract expires, I believe, in November. He's not been happy in the recent weeks and has refused to put over Matt Morgan, like I said, several weeks ago. So the Bound for Glory pay-per-view this Sunday could be his final date with the company as well. I got those two guys in my future endeavors pool. And I called it before. I should have taken, when Linda McMahon left WWE to do her Senate thing, I said someone should have taken a McMahon in the future endeavors pool. And sure enough, I should have listened to myself, because now Shane McMahon has resigned from the WWE. In other news, the legendary Captain Lou Albano has passed away. Earlier this week, he was 76 years old. You know, you all may remember Captain Lou from early days in WWE, WWF, whatever. He's a great heel, great manager. You also may remember him as being the Super Mario on the Super Mario Brothers show and all the videos he's done with Cyndi Lauper. You may remember that from the 80s. And I'm just going to quickly jump back into some TNA news. Rob Van Dam has been rumored to be appearing at TNA's Bound for Glory pay-per-view this Sunday. And even though he's not under contract to any promotion at this time, I don't expect him to debut for TNA this Sunday or anytime soon. He's just there to visit Booker T and Booker T's wife Charmel. So don't expect Rob Van Dam to appear on TV, but never say never, because you know it could happen. A deal could be struck and it could just be a one-time appearance. Also, while I'm finishing up with this TNA minute, Kevin Nash has indeed rolled over his contract for yet another year with TNA. Nash will be remaining with the company, opposed to leaving and returning to the WWE when his contract expires. Now, we all know that there was the rumors back when Nash said that he would be leaving along with Booker T and Scott Steiner. However, TNA still feels that Kevin Nash has some name value when it comes to promoting live events. So that's been your TNA Minute. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
14-time heavyweight champion of the world, self-proclaimed greatest wrestler of all time. Woo! Woo! We're talking about the Nature Boy, styling and profiling Lear Jets and Limousines. Oh yeah, brother. I heard you answered the battle cry. You want to step in the ring with me and all my Hulkamaniacs? Well, you better bring 1,000 gorgeous ladies down to ringside with you. You better bring your best pair of wrestling boots, brother, when you step in the ring with Hulk Hogan. And oh yeah, brother, if you cinch up that figure four leg lock, bro, you better hang on for your life. Because when the power of Hulkamania comes after you, Ric Flair, when you feel what it's like to step in the ring with me and all my immortal Hulkamaniacs, you will drop to your knees, Ric Flair, and say, yes, Mr. Hogan, I feel the power of Hulkamania. Yes, Mr. Hogan, I'm bowing down to the greatest wrestler and the strongest power in the wrestling world. And oh yeah, Ric Flair, if you don't get it by now, I accept your challenge, brother. Bring all that pocket change with you. Bring your reputation. And baby, you better bring the mortgage to your house, because I sure as heck need a new home. I'm taking it all from you. Officially accept the challenge. Hogan and Flair, Australia, it's not going to be an earthquake. Australia, the Richter scale will spin around. But Australia, it's just going to be the power of Hulk Hogan destroying Ric Flair. So what you going to do, woo, nature boy, when the power of Hulk Hogan destroys you?
The 5th annual BSC Pro Devil's Night celebration happens October the 25th, 2009. Welcome to BSCPro.com. We have a very special look at the big show coming up. My broadcast colleague, Mr. Bloodthirsty Bob Ward, and myself, Dave Lazard, are going to run down the card and let you know about all the amazing things that you can expect at the Terry Miller Rec Center in Brampton, like I said, October the 25th. Bob, first of all, Bob, I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, this is going to be great. Devil's Night, always a fun time. You get up in costume. Maybe you could wear some
tie-dye. Not classic at all. All right, let's take a look at the things that you're going to see on October the 25th. First of all, the Pro Stars versus Young Stars challenge continues. The series is tied. Points for the Young Stars and points for the Pro Stars are dead locked right now. We're going to see some great matches that are going to decide this series and see if the Pro Stars can defend their turf or if the Young Stars are going to be the ones to step up and say, BSC Pro belongs to us now. Some of the matches we're going to see includes Julius Dolce going one-on-one with Cody 45, the high flyer. It's going to be a great match.
Well, Cody 45, you recall, Dave, the last show, suffered a head injury of some sort. We'll see if Julius Dolce can actually live with Dolce Vita and put him down for good.
Sounds like a plan here. Masahiko Kobe is going to go one-on-one with Marcus the Great Marquez, who has come together with an empire of his own.
And a powerful empire they are, Dave. I mean, if I'm Kobe, I'm watching out for myself there.
We're also going to see the captains double the points in this one. Ashley Six, who's the captain of the Pro Stars, is going to go one-on-one with Anthony Fiasco. He's an up-and-comer, and he's impressed many in BSC Pro.
Well, he's an up-and-comer. We'll see if he can step up to the challenge. Ashley Six, I mean, you know the history I've had with him, and if I put it this way, disagree or not, take my advice or not, you don't want to mess with Ashley Six. He's a great competitor. Let's see if Fiasco can finally step up his game as he does talk the talk.
And the final match we want to talk about here, textbook Tyson Dukes will go one-on-one representing the Pro Stars against Buck Gunderson, who's going to be representing
the that can't be right. Buck Gunderson can't be facing Tyson.
I know there are certain resemblances, but I'm Buck Gunderson. I'm not a wrestler.
This is referee Don Jeremy.
Buck Gunderson cannot be in that match. I'm not a wrestler. I didn't sign up for anything.
Hey.
What is it?
I'm not fighting
Buck
Tyson.
Gunderson, you are fighting Tyson.
No.
Just stay focused.
Well, no, I mean, this is Don Jeremy. He's
all that I do.
He's an official here.
I've been watching you, Buck Gunderson, if that is your real name. And I just happen to have your BSC employment contract.
And what's this all?
Yeah. Signature Buck Gunderson.
Yeah.
And what was it say that?
Says Buck Gunderson.
Contracted as an entertainer.
BSC.
It doesn't say referee. It says
what does that mean?
Entertainer.
So what does it mean?
But frankly, it can mean anything. I might find it entertaining for you to juggle chainsaws. Maybe make popcorn for the fans. Or even better, you know what I think will be most entertaining? Buck Gunnarsson getting dropped on his head by Tyson Dukes.
Come on. Who made these matches? I'm not a wrestler. I'm
am I a wrestler?
Well, you better learn, because Buck Gunderson's taking on textbook Tyson Dukes.
I don't think you know what Buck's all about.
Believe me, I know what Buck's all about. Buck's about to get killed. Buck Gunderson.
Buck Gunderson is going to have his hands full.
Buck Gunderson.
Buck Gunderson's going to have his hands full as he goes one-on-one with textbook Tyson Dukes in the Pro Stars vs. Young Stars tournament. And the action will continue as Extremo will be featured in the triple threat main event against Hustle Superstar coming all the way from Japan, Kushida, and a third member, which has not been announced yet. So keep tuned to BSEPro.com to find out who that third member of that incredible triple threat match will be. October the 25th. In Brampton, the Terry Miller Rec Center. It's BSE Pro's Devil's Night. Tickets available at TicketBreak.com. Keep checking BSEPro.com for more updates. Bloodthirsty Bob Kapoor, you got to get a hold of yourself, man. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as you think.
Oh, Buck Gunderson.
My name is Dave Lazard, and for Bloodthirsty Bob Kapoor, we are out. We'll see you at Devil's Night.
Hello, everyone. Art O'Cal here for BSCPro.com in the locker room at Squared Circle Training in Toronto, Ontario. With me now is Bang Bang Pete, a very different Bang Bang Pete. Pete, in August at our BSC Pro event in Brampton, Ontario, something happened. Can you shed some light?
I'll tell you what happened, Arda. For years, I came out there dancing around, smiling, entertaining the crowd. But you see, when I stepped inside the ring with Tyson Dukes, I learned something. You can't do that. You see, let me ask you a question, Arda. If I went out there and I was dancing around and not taking the match seriously. Match?
Against textbook Tyson Dukes? Probably not, no.
Probably not, that's right. Probably not. You see, I'm tired of being a joke. I'm tired of dancing around and entertaining. You see, I learned one thing. I want to be a champion here in BSC. You see, I have to go out through the curtain. I'm going to leave it all on the line. You see, I won't quit. I ain't the tallest. I ain't the strongest. But I'm 100% heart. And you see, I'm going to leave it all on the line. I'm going to give it all. 110% every time I step in that ring. See, I could be tossed around. I could be up and down, tossed around, dragged out. But you know what? There's no quitting me. Because I'll keep rising up. I'll keep getting up. I'll keep on ticking just like a Timex. Because I won't stop until I reach to the top of BSC.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one to tell you that your matchup with textbook Tyson Dukes was indeed encouraging for all of the Bang Bang Pete fans out there, and I can only imagine and hope that you have a similar match on October 25th at Devil's Night. For BSC Pro, this is Art O'Cal signing off. Ladies and gentlemen, Art O'Cal here for BSCPro.com. My guest this time is an assault and battery, and he is now one half of the BSE Tag Team Champions, Mike Alias. Of course, congratulations are in order for defeating the All-Starters in August to claim the Tag Team Gold. I want to get your thoughts about how that particular match was different than the other times you faced the All-Starters in the Squared Circle.
Well, that match was different because finally Kenneth Kreisi smartened up. Finally, Kenneth Kreisi followed my game plan, and that's exactly why we walked out tag team champions that night.
Let's talk about the game plan a little bit. Can you shed some light on what the game plan was in order to win?
Well, Arda, the fact of the matter is, while most people in this world dream about being the smartest, dream about being the best, I live that reality each and every day. I can comprise a game plan that can pick apart any opponent and guarantee victory any given night. That's exactly what I did against the All-Starters. That's because I am the smartest man in BSE, and I am the absolute epitome of what a champion is.
Pardon me for one second while I interject. You are one half of the BSE Tag Team Champions, which means you do have a partner, Kenneth Kreisi, and it takes two to be champions.
Well, let's be real for a moment. The fact of the matter is, I am the brains of Assault and Battery. I do the thinking. Kreisi is the brawn. I am the architect behind our success, and as long as he follows my blueprint, those titles aren't going anywhere.
That statement, that's bold.
That's intelligent.
That's cocky.
That's confidence.
But that's...
That's Mike Alias. PhD.
Congratulations. New BSE Tag Team Champions, Assault and Battery. You two have done something that many teams in the past tried to do. They couldn't do it. You have dethroned the longest reigning BSE Tag Team Champions. Congratulations. You know what? You wear those belts around. You have your fun now. You go take them to the park. You go walk on the beach, get the girls. You know what? Take them to the mall. Hey. You know what? You can even go to the restaurants, maybe get a free meal or two. that'll work for you. Be warned. I'm able to get back on my feet. Me and Johnny J step into the ring with you two again. There'll be nowhere to run.
And welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. And as you heard, BSC Pro Wrestling Devil's Night 2009, presented by Popeyes Supplements. Visit them at PopeyesCanada.com. Next Sunday, October 25th, bell time is 3 p.m. at the Terry Miller Rec Center. That's 1295 Williams Parkway in Brampton, Ontario. Now, the card so far looks to be great. We have a three-way main event match with the BSC Suicide Six-Pack champ Extremo, also taking on a mystery opponent, and New Japan's Kushida. I believe this guy is Taijiri's protege. So it's his BSC Pro debut. It's going to be a great main event. We also have an Unlucky 13 Battle Royal. Now, participants will be announced daily until the event occurs, and there's been three people signed to this Battle Royal: Frankie the Mobster, El Tornado, and the all-natural Kelly Couture. She is also involved in this Battle Royal. The other 10 participants will be announced each and every day, so check BSC Pro Wrestling for all your news, rumors, and updates. Also, the Young Stars versus the Pro Stars Challenge continues. We have second round matches. They're worth 1 point each as Buck Gunderson takes on Tyson Dux. Julius Dultz takes on Cody 45. And Masahito Kobe takes on Marcus the Great Marquez. And we also have a team captain's match. This is worth 2 points as Ashley Six takes on Anthony Fiasco. And Michael Elgin takes on Bang Bang Pete. Tickets are $20 for the VIP, $15 for general admission, and kids are $10, 12 and under. Also, $10 general admission for any student with valid ID at the door. So come on out. You can also get your tickets at Superior Automotive in Etobicoke and Play It Again Sports in Brampton, or check out ticketbreak.com. Now, Sunday, October 25th is going to be a great show. We have, like I said, the Young Stars versus the Pro Stars as the battle continues. BSC Pro, Devil's Night 2009, and the captain of the Young Stars, Anthony Fiasco, he will take on Ashley Six, formerly known as Ash. They square off in a match, and it's worth 2 points in the series, which is currently tied 2-2. We also have Buck Gunderson, formerly known as the referee Don Jeremy. He is scheduled to fulfill his contractual obligations to compete in this match against Textbook Tyson Dukes. And believe me, when you step into the ring with Tyson Dukes, he will take you to school. And this is another match in the Young Stars versus Pro Stars Challenge. Masahiko Kobe will step into the ring against Marcus the Great Marquez in attempts to sway points away in total of the favor of the Young Stars in this series, which, like I said, is tied 2-2. And the Unlucky 13 Battle Royal, like I mentioned earlier, the third participant announced is the all-natural Kelly Couture. Check back again tomorrow, bscpro.com, each and every day leading to Devil's Night, and find out who the next participant will be. And it's also gut check time as Bang Bang Pete steps into the ring against the Canadian Crazy Horse, Michael Elgin, at BSC Pro's Devil Night 2009. And Julius Dultz tries his luck against former BSC Tag Team Champion Cody 45. Truly a mix of styles with the Young Stars versus the Pro Stars. This should be a great series. So check back for all the updates. Also, BSC Pro Wrestling presents a fantasy camp with TNA Knockout Taylor Wilde. For all your information there, please check out the website, bscpro.com. They have a PayPal service set up. This also includes in-ring training with Taylor Wilde, a Q&A session, autographs, photos. So don't miss out. Contact bscpro.com. One invitation per person. So this should be I believe this is their second fantasy camp. They've done one last year. They're doing another one this year. And it looks to be a great year wrapped up here in BSC Pro. So look out for the Adrenaline Cup coming, Devil's Night. And also, while I'm at it, there's also another show in Markham, I believe. It's called Mayhem in Markham. And that's November the 7th, if I'm not mistaken. And it's for a great cause. So check out bscpro.com for all that information. Come check out some great wrestling and at a very cheap price. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I want you guys to please enjoy this clip I have. I hope you all are fans of Family Guy. I know I am. I have a clip of some WWE superstars on Family Guy. More specific, The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and the Macho Man Randy Savage. So check out this clip. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Unleashed here on the Wrestling Insider.
Okay, I've got beers for everybody and a root beer for Stewie. No booze for babies. We're not a Portuguese family.
Oh, yes. Sex and violence are plenty. But God forbid you should give me alcohol. That would just complete the trifecta of trailer trash.
Peter, it was really nice of Lois to let us watch the wrestling pay-per-view at your house. Bonnie wouldn't let me watch sports on the television after I fired my gun at Barry Bonds.
Play by the rules!
Yeah, Lois and Meg went to her sister's bachelorette party, or as I like to call it, the most annoying group of people at the bar.
Lois and Meg at a bachelorette party? I think I just giggity-ed my giggity-giggity gun.
I think it's so liberating that women can get together in sexual situations without acting on their impulses.
And you wonder why you're divorced.
I'll get it, but tell me if I miss anything.
Oh, yes. You wouldn't want to miss out on the plot of a wrestling match. Without the backstory, the match has no emotional context. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Sarcasm towards a wrestling event. You've hit a new low.
Silence! I'll have you executed.
Holy crap! What the hell are you guys doing here?
We came to talk to you, brother. And what you gonna do?
No, I mean, what are you guys doing alive? Don't you guys die after you turn 40?
You let us in right now, you big fat piece of trash.
Calm down, Steve. We can handle this problem without resorting to violence, dude.
Macho Man doesn't want to live in a world without violence. Yeah.
What is it you want with us?
We're tired of your show taking over the whole audience, dude.
You will stop airing your show on Sunday nights, or you will rest in peace.
Oh, my Undertaker! Oh, yes!
Paul, get back in the limo.
Do you carry that guy around in your back pocket?
Look, you guys can't just show up here and force us off the air. That's Fox's job.
Listen up, brother. Family Guy is ruining our ratings, and we're gonna stop it one way or another, dude.
Now hold on there, Hollywood Hulk Hogan. It appears to me that you haven't been very Hollywood lately. Huh? Yeah, you got your own little family TV show? Little reality programming? Doing a little exploitation of the kids? Yeah? Giving your daughter an eating disorder? Yeah? So she can be as healthy as dear old dad? Yeah, Father of the Year.
Little man, you wanna talk about ratings? Woo! You wanna talk
about Hollywood? Woo! The Nature Boy rented Stewie Griffin, The Untold Story. And I gotta tell you, it's a story that should have remained untold. Woo!
Gee, I hope Lois is having a better night than we are.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
You know who I would be on Sex in the City? I would be Charlotte. I would be Charlotte, because Charlotte...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great. Oh, and so glad I'm missing the wrestling pay-per-view at Peter's house. I'm going to put this up on YouTube. Say cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, just a second. Oh, I got a little... Yeah, something's... Oh, that's definitely a boner.
Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
It's WWE SmackDown versus Raw for Bragging Rights.
Now I'm excited. Oh my goodness.
My show.
I have created a legacy.
Dignity, integrity.
Big things popping.
Friday night delight.
And it's going to be a good one.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I love this stuff.
WWE SmackDown vs. Raw for Bragging Rights.
WWE Bragging Rights. Live Sunday, October 25th, only on pay-per-view.
Welcome back to the Wrestling Insider's newest show, Unleashed. I'm your host, GMK, and thanks for staying with us. Not much more to talk about this week. I just want to touch on a couple more things, not related to wrestling in general, but just stuff I thought was pretty interesting, or at least I decided to talk about here on the show. But for all you hip-hop fans out there who are kind of like a Will Smith fan and likes that positive hip-hop, well, your favorite comedian, Bill Cosby, he just doesn't make comedy or music priority albums anymore. The comedian announced that he will release a hip-hop record with no swearing, just like Will Smith. But I believe it's called the Socially Conscious State of Emergency. So digitally, you can get that on Tuesday. And in stores, you can check that out November 25th. I think it's going to be a flop. What is this guy, like 100? I don't know. I think he's going to be next on the death pool for all you people out there. And we'll just have to see what happens there. Let's see what else. If you want to check out a good clip, check out on YouTube the Iron Sheik responding to Brian Blair's accusations that he had molested a boy. So check out what the jabroni Brian Blair has to say and the Iron Sheik's response. That was something that was recorded off the Howard Stern show. And I don't know what else to talk about here. Oh, I just want to talk about WWE renaming their pay-per-views. Now, I've heard some fucked up names coming out for some of the pay-per-views. And one of them, like, I don't agree with, they changed No Way Out to Elimination Chamber. To me, I don't agree with that. That's like the main event match in a pay-per-view, and to call a pay-per-view just like Hell in a Cell. I don't agree with that either. But one thing I am excited about, and that's I heard WWE has decided to reintroduce the War Games concept for the pay-per-view. And you remember seeing this on the old NWA WCW pay-per-views. And this could be a good start, even though this is similar to war game, or no, sorry, similar to Elimination Chamber, except without the two rings and without the exploding pods and such. But look for WWE to add their own little twist to this. It's not going to be a duplicate of the same WCW War Games where we had the dual cages and whatnot. The idea of bringing this War Games back to WWE has been brought up several times within the company over the years, and it's always been shot down. But with WWE looking to rename their Judgment Day pay-per-view, I can't even remember what some of those names were. I think one was Multimania. We only need one Mania, and that's WrestleMania, not Multimania. War Games was the best out of that whole bunch. I hope they go with War Games. And what's up with bragging rights, too? They keep changing shit. Now it's a 7-on-7 match or whatever. It's like Survivor Series, but less. I've heard that before, and I'll say it again. But War Games coming back to WWE, and No Way Out changed to Elimination Chamber. Should be interesting. I just hope they don't change any of the four original pay-per-views. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam. And speaking of SummerSlam, the buy rates came in just under 400,000, which is a dramatic drop for WWE. And that's one of their marquee pay-per-views. I think Bound for Glory is going to do better than that, but we're going to have to see in due time. And I guess I'm just going to plug everything before I take off. Check out the Wrestling Insider on Facebook. Just do a search. You can find us. Join the group. Contribute everything that you want to know about wrestling, all your news, rumors, updates. It's all there. Videos. Pictures, we got it all. And check us out on Twitter, TW Insider. You can check us out there. You can check us out on MySpace, even though we don't even go on MySpace anymore, but we have an account. Just search out the Wrestling Insider. We're there. If you add us as a friend, we'll probably never accept you because we, like I said, we don't go on that. We don't even know the password. So our shit's still there. A lot of old materials on there. But hey, feel free to check it out. If you're a wrestling fan, I know you'll get a kick out of all the pictures and videos we have posted there. And yeah, check us out also on YouTube. The Wrestling Insider 101. We're there. And feel free to hit us up. Send us an email. TheWrestlingInsider101@hotmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. This is Unleashed with GMK. Please enjoy Ring of Honor's latest video wire. We're going to end the show. See you next week on the Wrestling Insider. No more is the nice guy.
Begin. What you saw tonight was not the end of anything. No, no. Tonight was a start. Tonight was a beginning. Tonight was a birth of dominance. You see, the era of the wolves has just begun. Everybody doubted us. Oh, they're losing the belts. It's the big blow-off. It's this, it's that. I'm still standing. Eddie Edwards, one arm, is still standing. And on the other arm, he holds this. The grand trophy of them all. No one. And I mean no one will ever take these from these wolf paws.
People doubted us before. They said, me and Davey, the Wolves are going to lose our tag team belt. We are going to lose the championship in New York City to Steen and Generico in a tables, ladders, and chairs, a ladder war. They said we couldn't do it. They hurt us. They bruised us. They broke my arm. But we kept coming. We kept getting up. And when it was all said and done, we proved ourselves as the greatest tag team, not only in Ring of Honor, but in the world of wrestling today. The era of the Wolves has begun.
I just wanted to hurt them so bad. It wasn't where I need. My head wasn't there, man. I wasn't thinking about the titles enough. I wasn't thinking about the tag titles anymore. Once I got my hands on them, I broke Eddie's elbow in Boston. All I could think about was doing it again. I'm sorry. My head's not there anymore. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm sorry. I don't know.
September 25th, 2009, Boston, Massachusetts. A night that you'll never forget, Daisy. A night that you'll dream about for years to come. You know why? Because your precious little lips touched mine. And I felt that rush that went through your body. I felt that excitement. I felt it, Daisy. Did you feel it? Did you feel it like I felt it? Obviously, I had to take care of it. I had to calm you down. I had to calm you down from your excitement inside of you. I had to strap you in the camel clutch. And I made you humble. Because Delirious, you're phony and she's fake. And that's the type of people that I hate. So Sanjay Dutt, the original player from the Himalaya, a new and an improved Sanjay Dutt, is shown Ring of Honor what exactly it means to be a player. And Daisy, you found that firsthand. And believe me, that ain't gonna be the last that you taste of Sanjay Dutt.
Greetings. This is A-Double, your ROH World Champion. I've asked for this time to make a very special, monumental announcement. After intense negotiations with Ring of Honor officials and promoters all over the world, I'm here to announce that yes, the ALL Austin Aries Lucky Lottery is going international. After receiving lots of telegrams and letters from people all over the world clamoring to see Austin Aries in action defending the belt, I decided what better occasion than to do it with the ALL. And right now, we're going to have a very special drawing. What I've done is I have two hats here. In this hat, I have put 20 different countries that have never had the opportunity to see a ROH World title match. And in this hat, I have put the names of every man who's ever received an ROH World title match. What I'm going to do right now is pick a name from each hat and make the matchup happen. Here we go. The first ALL International will take place in Poland. There's a lot of happy Polacks out there right now. Now, let's see who's going to get this international title match. Remember, every man in this hat has already received an ROH title match at some point in their careers, so truly the best of the best is in this hat. And the winner of the ALL International to take me on in Poland is none other than the winner of the Honor Rumble himself, Ruckus. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The announcement has been made. In a future date to be determined, it'll be Ruckus in Poland versus ALL for this, the ROH World title. Stay tuned, because things are just about to heat up.
About 9 months ago, we were in this very same building, and I had the very same opponent, Kenny Omega. And I told you guys, after beating him, I would go on and make 2009 my year. Well, I'm an honest person, and I can honestly tell you, I didn't. 2009 wasn't much of a year for me. Most of it, I was tangled up with Brent Albright, and he ended up beating me in a cage match. Now, what would have devastated many people, it was actually a revelation for me. You know what happened? After the cage match, I felt free. I felt great. I felt better than I felt all year. And look what happened since. I thrived. I start climbing again. I started climbing that mountain. You know what I do best? I'm from Switzerland. Switzerland is famous for its mountains. And I used to climb mountains every spare day I got. I was not lazy. I was not like you. You sitting at home watching this. You probably think walking the steps to your apartment, that's hard work. You probably think walking up that little hill that you call a mountain, that's exhausting. Well, let me tell you what, it's not. For somebody like me, that's a leap. That's not even a pebble in my shoe. Every morning when I wake up, it's exciting. It's great. I go to the gym. I'm the best looking guy there. I go to the mall. Hell, I'm the best looking guy there. I come to the Ring of Honor. I'm the best looking guy. I'm the best athlete. I'm the best wrestler right here. And you know what happened tonight? I beat Kenny Omega. And I take this as a sign. Because from here on, I'll continue to climb that mountain that's called Ring of Honor. And I'll climb it. And I'll get to the top. And I'll take it to tops that none of you Americans would have ever thought it could be. Because you guys don't know what a real mountain is. You guys didn't know what a real man was, what a real athlete was, until you saw me. And I'm going to take myself and this company to the biggest heights I've ever taken. And all you Slav can do is sit there and watch and enjoy. Because I am Claudio Castagnoli. You're not.
I know, everything's been great. You've been treating me so good. I mean, I got these new friends. I got these new...
Hey, oh my God, Mr.
Hold on. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Mr. Ernesto. Huh? Mr. Ernesto Osiris. Come here, my friend.
Thank you. Oh, watch.
Oh,
watch
this. Still heading you? It's still heading you? Oh, well, have a seat. Relax. You know what happened? You know what happened?
What?
You remember where we were selling the perfume that time? Right there on 34th Street?
Yeah.
I passed the store over there. One of my favorite designers, they made something just for you.
For me?
Just for you. Something brand new, something fresh, something to make you look like Mr. Ernesto. Be careful with the arm.
A little excited, I'm sorry.
Something that's gonna make you look like Mr. Ernesto Osiris, all right? You ready for this one? Close your eyes. Cover your eyes.
I'm covered.
You can't wait till he shows me this. This is gonna be...
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
At the count of three, open your eyes.
Okay.
One, two, three. Look at that, huh? Jewels, crystals, all of
them. They come off?
No, they can't come off. If you take it off, you have to sell them. All right, but these are all the finest jewels that the west side of Africa has to offer. Take that off. I know I got that for you. Don't get crazy. The arm is still... All right,
watch.
Just slip it in nice. Slip it in. There you go, huh? Oh, you're going to feel like a different person now. Look at you, huh? There you go, huh? Mr. Ernesto, huh? My friend, it's time to party. Like it's 1979.
Thank you so much.
Let's go out there and have a good time.
New York City. The concrete jungle where dreams are made. September 26th in Manhattan. At the Manhattan Center. On the corner of 34th and 8th. Two dreams came true. The dream of Eddie Kingston. To get one more shot at Chris Hero. And let me tell you that I ended up that night a lot worse than I went in. Eddie split me open. He dropped me on my neck multiple times. But all that pain I went through, it was not enough to keep me down. Chris Hero ended up on top. And you see, my dream came true, because now that I have proven I am the better wrestler, the better man, and the better overall human being, I never have to deal with Eddie Kingston again. So not only did I win and wash my hands of Eddie Kingston. I also reacquired property that was stolen from me. My beautiful, lucky emerald elbow pad. You see, Eddie, you took this from me in Philadelphia. But all it took was a little bit of smarts. And not only did I beat you, I got my elbow pad back. Now, if I could have a moment, I would like to say thank you to Mitsuhiro Misawa. Thank you for passing on that elbow to me. And just know that I will always carry the legacy of the rolling elbow wherever I go. Now, with that said, it's out with the old and in with the gold, because that young knockout kid is now the man with the solid gold elbow. I had to go out and get something that would shine just as bright as this superstar right here. Now, October 9th and 10th, the man with the golden elbow makes his way back to the Midwest. Collinsville, Illinois, right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. I will be taking on soft-spoken Tyler Black. Now, it doesn't take someone with massive intellect to know that when you come back from major neck surgery, you do not step in the ring with a knockout specialist. You see, I don't only damage the brain, I damage the neck, head, shoulders, you name it. So Tyler Black, I'm not going to turn down an easy victory. So I hope you know what's in store for you in Collinsville. And the next night in Indianapolis, the man with the golden elbow takes on the guy that does this. Now, Kenny Omega, you are a verified rising star on the wrestling scene. You're a hell of an athlete, and you can perform some incredible maneuvers. Now, for all you people that don't have the ability to come and watch me that night in Indianapolis, I'm going to give you a quick little preview of what's going to go down between Chris Hero and Kenny Omega. You're going to see some spectacular offense out of Kenny Omega. The crowd will ooh and ah. You're going to hear the chants, Omega. Omega, oh my God. Did you see his head snap back? I think Chris Hero just knocked Kenny Omega out. Because that is what's going to happen. How appropriate is it that the man with the initials KO, Kenny Omega, will get knocked out by that young knockout kid, Chris Hero? Now, gentlemen, I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am, because I will see you in the Midwest. That young knockout kid, the man with the golden elbow, the Gaijin Godzilla, the Archbishop, a hard-hitting, the King of Honor. I will see you folks there. KO!